AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the nation's biggest hits by the world's hottest stars. Rising three notches to number six is a hot star from Scotland. This is Annie Lennox with Walking on Broken Glass. From her gold CD called Diva, that's Annie Lennox. She moves up from 9 to 6 with Walking on Broken Glass. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. A letter about appreciating what you've got while you've got it. It comes to us from a teenager in New Jersey named Nicole. Here's what she writes. Dear Casey, earlier this year, my dad went into the hospital to remove the cancer from his colon and liver. My mom, my two younger brothers, and I were terrified. But luckily, he pulled through, and we were told he was cured. Our lives returned to normal, and my dad went back to work. For a few months, our family life was content. Then, one night this past August, I was out late with my friends. When I got home, my mom and dad were seated in the family room. My father called me over and told me that his mother had died that day. I sat there in shock, not knowing how to react. I gave him a hug, and we cried together. Then I went to bed for the night. The next morning, I was awakened by my father moaning. Then I heard my mother yelling for us to call an ambulance. I rushed to the phone and called. Then I went to see what was wrong for myself. My dad was in bed, his face purple, his eyes rolled back. I yelled, "Come on, Daddy, get up and start to breathe." The paramedics arrived quickly, but nothing they did could help. My father had died of a heart attack. Since then, my life has changed. I've had to grow up fast. That was the most painful experience of my life. It was especially hard for my brothers and me to watch my father die before our eyes. Casey, I always took him being there for granted. But now, I've learned to be thankful for each day, and I try to make the most out of a wonderful mom and my two caring brothers. So, Casey, could you please play The Living Years and dedicate it to my dad to let him know I'll always remember him and that I love and miss him very much. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole, here's your request and dedication. The Living Years, a top 10 smash from Mike and the Mechanics in 1989, and a request and dedication from Nicole in New Jersey in memory of her father. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Now on with the countdown.
Number 5.
Moving up 5 big notches, the biggest jump within this week's top 10 is the first top 10 for the TV group called The Heights. This is How Do You Talk to an Angel?
Yeah.
They have a new TV series, and now they have a hit record. They're the group called The Heights, and they climb from 10 to 5 with How Do You Talk to an Angel? 4 big hits to go on our way to number 1.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Lifesavers Holes.
Casey's Top 40.
Wherever you are and wherever you go, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like the new sound of Eagle 106, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, FM 104, KHOP, nonstop hits from Modesto, Stockton, California, the Twin Cities choice for the hits, WBNQ, Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, and FM 95, Guatemala City, Guatemala. Now edging up a notch to number 4, here's the 5-man British band Def Leppard with Have You Ever Needed Someone So Bad?
Here I am.
Joe Elliott singing lead with the band Def Leppard. They rise a notch to number 4 with Have You Ever Needed Someone So Bad? Now, as we get set to hear the 3 biggest pop songs in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number 1 on the country chart, Seminole Wind by John Anderson. At number 1 on the black chart, Right Now by Al B. Shore. And at number 1 on the adult contemporary chart, I Will Be Here For You by Michael W. Smith. Now, falling 2 notches to number 3 is a song that just spent the last 3 weeks at number 1 here on the pop chart. Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough by Patti Smyth and Don Henley.
Now I don't want to lose you. No,
After 3 weeks at number one, Patti Smyth and Don Henley dropped to number three with Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough. And that means we have a brand new number one this week on Casey's Top 40. And it's the first number one for a duo that first took root between 10 p.m. and dawn in a shelter for the mentally ill. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the brand new number one song in the land. But first, moving up two notches to number two, here's the vocal quartet called In Vogue. This is Free Your Mind. Climbing from four to two, that's the third top ten for In Vogue, Free Your Mind. Now we're up to the brand new number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's the first number one for a duo that first took root between 10 p.m. and dawn in a shelter for the mentally ill. Atrell Cordes says he can trace the beginnings of his act back to a job he took when he got out of high school. Though Atrell says he knew he wanted to be a musician, he just didn't have the money it took to make a demo. And he didn't have the songs he needed either. Just a lot of ideas that hadn't come together. Atrell needed a job, and the first one that came his way was as a night security guard at a shelter for the mentally ill. It may not sound like such a great job, but Atrell told us, for him, it was perfect. In his words, it was an easy gig. He worked from 10 p.m. after lights out until dawn at 6 in the morning, and his only task was to keep an eye on things. If a disturbance arose, he'd call a resident doctor. In the meantime, he was able to finally get down to working on the musical ideas in his head, writing the songs he needed to write. And at the same time, he was able to make the money he needed to rent a studio to cut a demo. Atrell put away $600 in his year as a night guard, and with that money, he and his brother Jarrett made a tape they sent to G Street Records. G Street liked what they heard and signed the duo to a contract. Late last year, their first Top 40 hit, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, became their first Top 10. And this week, their latest Top 10, a song from the movie Boomerang, is the biggest hit in the land. The brand new number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 is I Die Without You by the duo born between 10 p.m. and dawn, P.M. Dawn.
Is it my turn? Love without you.
There it is, the brand new number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, I Die Without You by the duo P.M. Dawn. There you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart, according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Alan Goldblatt, Bill Strom, Ron Harris, Jeff Axelrod, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production engineering by Al Ramirez with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, Karen Schellenberger, Melanie Minear, Susan Waller, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pettis. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Top 40 is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by Hanes Silk Reflections Hosiery. The lady prefers Hanes. By AT&T, the people, products, and services to help you keep in touch. And by Noxzema Skin Cream. For healthy-looking skin, your face belongs to Noxzema.
Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. J Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas.
AirCheckDownloads.com.